Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Ksubis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Okay, so we discussed in the last Mishnah what's supposed to happen with the sons of each wife. They all get the Ksuba, even if the Ksubas have different amounts, but each one gets paid out their Ksuba, and only then is everything else divided. What happens with the girls from each marriage? Well, the girls from each marriage, there's a clause in the Ksuba that guarantees them the right to live in the father's house and to be supported from the father's money until they find husbands, until their husbands are mekadesh them. And if for whatever reason he conveniently forgot to write this, or Bedafka didn't write it, he didn't write, says the Mishnah Yud Aleph, Benon Nukvin, the girl children, the Yehevin Lachimanai that you will have for me, Yehevin Yasvin Bebesi, they shall live in my house, Umitaznon Minichsai, and they shall be supported from whatever money I leave over for my properties. Ati Yisnazvin Legovrin, until they become mekudeshes to their husbands, until their husbands will be mekadesh them, Chayiv. And he's mechuyev to fulfill this. Shu Tanai Bezdin. It's a Tanai Bezdin. Whatever the Baal Tanura says, this is only when they're a Ktana and a Nair. Once they become a Begeres, they're no longer covered by this Tanai.